Yeah. Look, it's all we know at this stage, you know, and it definitely helps shorten the winter, if nothing else.
Anyway, your most immediate focus is that of the Sigerson competition against IT Carlow. Have you got a venue yet, by the way, for that game?
No venue confirmed. The last conversation we had, they were hoping maybe Abbottstown would have been the venue at this point. But again, that's unconfirmed. So we'll hopefully get that confirmed in the next day or so. But look, we are expecting to be in around the greater Dublin area on Tuesday evening anyway.
Okay. Tell us, how's preparations been for the game?
Look, it's a very strange competition. It's one that's new to me, the third level scene, and it's you know, you mentioned the busy time. It's going to be over relatively quick. You know, it ends in mid February, so it's a real sprint of a competition. As I say, it's new to me, but from going on how it runs every other year, this year has been particularly difficult with the whole COVID situation. The league was kind of an opt-in, opt-out operation. You know, they didn't attach the usual level of importance to it or stipulate teams that had to play matches, and we ended up, you know, having our match with Sligo fell victim due to COVID. GMIT didn't play us because they had knocked out earlier in the competition. So, you know, it was a very difficult league campaign, and in that regard, we just didn't get the games that you would normally get at this level. So we're going in a wee bit blind. But look, and seeing that our squad is 95% on a goal base, so you know these guys all know themselves pretty well. So we're probably fortunate in that regard compared to other colleges who are pulling from many different counties.
Yeah, but the colleges football, it's an exciting brand of football. So it is, Maxie.
It's a lovely brand of football, and if you talk to any of the lads, you know, that I would have been involved in all over the last, you know, few years, you know, they would all, you know, rave about the college football. It's you know, while it's a short run and it's a very different type of operation to, you know, a county scene or a club scene, you know, it's relatively tactics free. You know, it's not teams are not overcoached or coached to death, and you know, players get a chance to play, and the shackles are taken off to an extent, and you know, you're relying on just the innate ability and talent of guys a lot of the time, as opposed to games, you know, game plans and systems and structures of play that have been developed over time. So, you know, that in itself is nice, and there's a wee bit of freedom for the guys. And, you know, these boys involved at Sigerson level are all on county teams, and we all know the level of seriousness that's attached to that. And, you know, nowadays the senior club championship and club championship at all is a very highly intense competition now. So, you know, this is maybe a small step down from that. And I think the boys really enjoy that fact, you know, and they're getting to play with fellas that they haven't played with before. You know, we would have a large chunk of Donegal under 20s, and we have a nice contingent of Donegal senior players who will play together, and you know, that they would never have played together before. So there's that wee bit of a freshness, wee bit of excitement, you know, for the boys. And look, we just know that they're very keen to get going now next week.
Yeah, you might give us maybe a flavour of your panel, the likes of players that you have on board there.
Yeah, look, we're quite fortunate at the minute. You know, we've probably, you know, six or seven members of the Donegal senior panel and the extended development squad. You know, the likes of Jack McSharry and Ryan McFadden, Rory O'Donnell would have been involved in the development squad side of it. And then, you know, you have your Jason McGee, Keelan Ward, Patter Mogan, Conor O'Donnell from Cairn Donna, you know, seasoned inter-county players, you know, and it's great to have those lads on board. It's a great lift for some of the younger fellas, you know, to be playing along with players of that calibre. And, you know, and then you have your, you know, you have a couple of senior unions, that Kieran Tobin and Owen Dowling, who had great club championships with the unions and got county medals at senior and under 21 level. And the two lads from Glenswally, Jack Galler and Keelan Dunleavy, also part of last year's under 20 squad. You know, those guys are about as well, and they bring a good bit of experience and a good bit of experience playing at senior football. So look, that's, and then with a, you know, there's a few lads from outside the county. You know, Liam Gahan from Sligo is involved with us. He would have played against Mayo in the championship last year, and we haven't seen that much of Liam. He's been one of the fallers of the COVID situation, so we haven't had that much of him. His club, Turles Strand, went deep into the Connacht club championship, so he hasn't been around much. But again, look, he's a player we're glad to have on board. You know, and mentioning the calibre of those players, I think it speaks volumes of where LYAT as an education institution have put themselves. You know, we're now in a place where, you know, the top footballers in Donegal are now considering Letterkenny as a viable option to go and do their studies, whereas in the past a lot of our players would have went for the Dublins and the Jordanstown and these places, but now they're staying around in Letterkenny, and that's great for Donegal football because they're close to home and they're, you know, the travelling is not an issue. They're available for training for county teams, so I think it's a win-win for everybody. And I think, you know, the level of course are now available in LYT is making it a very exciting prospect having Sigerson football in Donegal and in Letterkenny, and you know the sports courses and now the masters and that going on in sport as well, which is brilliant, and I think it's the start of something really exciting for Donegal.
Carlo is the opposition. There's a bit of history there. As we know, under Michael Murphy, the benchmark was set with LYIT getting to the semi-final stage 2 years ago when the competition was last played. I'm sure there's a lot of change within both sides. What do you make of the opposition, Maxi?
Yeah, there's significant change. You know, Donegal would have the likes of Michael Langan playing at that time. Carlo were the hosts for the competition this year, so it is a big year for them. But look, we have seen over the years where, you know, ITs have come along. Tralee, you know, a few years back had a very strong team and won a couple. Sligo came with a strong Donegal contingent and won a couple. And, you know, the ITs have proved over the years that they're well able to compete. And Carlo were no different. You know, like ourselves now in Letterkenny, they offer a wide range of sports courses, and that attracts a certain type of student in terms of their, you know, a lot of the inter-county players tend to, you know, look into the sports arena for educational qualifications, and Carlo, like ourselves, have put on some very good courses of late, and they're attracting a high calibre of sporting athletes, and you know, that's reflected in the performance of both teams in the Sigerson a couple of years ago, and the both teams would have high aspirations of getting a good run in this year's competition as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't end on Tuesday if the LYIT or Carlow was to suffer defeat, because there's the qualifying system in the competition as well, Maxi.
Yeah, there's I think it's 16 teams at the minute, and the eight winners will go into one side of the draw and the eight losers go on the other side of the draw, and look, they will all come together again in round three. But yeah, there is. Should we win on Tuesday, we play the winners of UL, David Clifford and Co. Or Sligo IT. If we lose, we play the loser of that game. So yeah, look, it's you're nearly guaranteed you're guaranteed the two games and a real good chance you'll get three as well. So look, it is exciting, and it's a sprint, and you know there's no massive amount of training involved in it for the boys. They just get to play matches hell for leather, and that's exciting because we all, you know, we've heard many a discussion about the ratio of games to training in the GA. So this is one competition where it's the exact opposite, you know, where it's all about the games, and you know you're playing against different colleges and lots of Donegal boys playing for different colleges. We've seen the DCU fresher team or second year team win the second year competition before Christmas, with seven Donegal lads playing. So look, it's exciting to see so many Donegal fellas playing at the different colleges, and look, we're hopeful we get to cross swords with a few of them in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, just moving away from the colleges action, obviously you're prepping for a new season as well with the Donegal senior ladies. Mark McHugh and your brother Barney Curran on board. You've made the decision to make them part of your management team. What are they going to bring to the table for you, Maxi?
Well, yeah, look, those two boys and Paul Fisher as well have come in to go over the strength condition side of it. And look, everyone knows the importance that the conditioning coach has in Gaelic games nowadays. And you know, Mark himself was a very talented footballer and a very smart player. You know, with a sharp football brain, and look, he had a good run with the Fermanagh under-20s and minors over the last couple of years, and we just felt somewhat of Mark's profile. You know, he's young and energetic and, you know, keen to cut his teeth in coaching circles. That was a very good fit, you know, for us. Barney's had a couple of very good years. He won three championships in Boston over the last 3 years and was involved in Downing's run there to Ulster final as well in the junior championship. So, Barney would have trained the Gaelics in 2010 when they won the Intermediate All-Ireland. So, look, it was a game, just the timing was right. And as I say, Paul Fisher, we feel, is a massive coup because, you know, it's quite a young Donegal squad, probably the youngest been for a long time. And there's a lot of young girls there who will be playing for Donegal in years to come. And it was important to put those girls on the right track, you know, from a conditioning perspective. And because we've spoken before about the some of the older girls that are very close to the end of their time, and it will be quite a transitional period for Donegal over the next couple of years, and we just felt it was important that we had to invest in the future as well and try and develop some of those girls so they're ready to step in when the older girls step away in a year or so time. So look, it's exciting times, and we've spoken a lot and many an interview you and I have had, Austin, about the potential, but at some point potential has got to deliver, and we feel that we've invested heavily in the backroom team, and we feel that maybe that should definitely give us an extra bounce and hopefully push us on that extra few yards we need to get to.
Just before we let you go, Maxie, obviously we've got the men's football and the McKenna Cup, and the hurlers are in the McGurk Cup, and it's all preparation towards the league. You start your league in February, but there's no pre-season competition for you, Maxie. Is that something you would like to see change from a ladies' point of view?
Well, look, they've embarked on this split season model now for both of us, and I think there was quite a bit of surprise that the men actually went to the pre-season tournament, considering the season was going to be that condensed, you know. And look, you have to question the wisdom of forcing three matches in the 10 or 12 days at this time of year. There's a 7-game league coming for the men starting in January. The girls, it's a different landscape. They have retained the league structure from last year with the two groups of four. So we're paired with Mayo, Galway and Westmeath again, just like last year. So we start on the 12th of February, and we have our league then wrapping up in towards the middle of March. So we have quite a bit of time to get ready for the league, which is nice, you know, when you have a group of younger girls that are trying to cut their teeth. So yeah, we'll be looking for friendlies. You wouldn't have to do it. You have a pre-season tournament. So look, you can argue for and against, and you know, I think the men will, you know, they'll have played 10 competitive matches by the middle of March. So, you know, that's a lot of football, but it's what people want. That's what, you know, it's what brings about the excitement and supporters as well, as when the games are being played. So, look, it's an interesting time ahead. You know, there's a lot of talk about the split season and the effect that has on people, because, you know, county players now are going 12 months of the year, which is tough on them. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. It may not just be the holy grail that everybody thought that it might be, you know.
Well, we'll wait and see. Listen, Maxie, we'll talk more about the Donegal Senior Ladies before the league starts next month. But in the meantime, all we can do is wish you the best of luck with the Sigerson campaign, which starts next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Ashton. Thank you.